Chapter 46. God Provides. The three families shared the fish and chips down on the beach with a great deal of happiness. Peter's mother had spread a few blankets on the sand for everyone to sit on, since they were all still in their Sunday clothes. Thomas and Purity sat next to Peter and Jessica, listening as Andrew told them about some of the conversations he'd had that day. He was like a new man. A heavy burden had been lifted from his shoulders. Andrew now had a freedom that he hadn't known for years. There were no longer any chains of tradition to regulate his speech. There was no longer any fear of losing his living. It had already been lost. What the future held, he wasn't sure, but he had the confidence that he was seeking the kingdom of God first, and somehow God would provide for the rest. Jim and Mary Bryant were coping well with so many overwhelming changes. In fact, Peter was amazed to hear all the encouragement they were giving their eldest son. "If you want to go back to college for a few years, Andrew, or start your own business," Jim was saying, "we'll do all we can to help you out." "You could always sell your house and move in with us for a while," his mother suggested. "Yes," Jim agreed. "James's flat is small, but it would do in a pinch." Peter's mum suddenly smiled. "Jim, why don't we switch around? Andrew and Lisa can live upstairs, and you and I can move into the flat." Peter's dad seemed surprised, but not opposed. "Sure, that's a great idea. At least until James comes back." "At least until James gets back. We'll be more than happy down there, and our place is big enough for everyone else, I'm sure." So, even though Andrew didn't yet know how he was going to make it living, at least they had a place to live. Thanking his parents enthusiastically, Andrew then smiled at Lisa. "There you go, love," he said. "You've always wanted to live by the ocean." Peter looked over at his nephews and nieces. Having eaten their fill, they were happily enjoying the surroundings. A great variety of shells and sea creatures lay scattered all over the soft brown sand. Small tidal pools had attracted Andrew's twin boys, and they were trying to catch a feisty crab with their bare hands. Alan was sculpting a lion with Sadie and Sue, using hairy green seaweed for a mane. Little Esther held tight to a pail, collecting the most beautiful shells to show to her mum. Seagulls swooped overhead, calling out noisily. Bright coloured sailboats on the deep blue water made a picture-perfect scene. There was no doubt that Andrew's family would love living there. Eventually the sun began to slide towards the horizon, bathing the hill in a warm golden glow. Cool evening shadows began to creep across the sand. Everyone decided it was time to head inside, except for Peter and Jessica. They went for a walk together along the shore, barefoot in the sand, with cool ocean water lapping up against their toes. Since Jessica had returned home the night before, they hadn't had much time for any private conversation, and now they had so much to say to each other. Life seemed so full and rich and wonderful. Dusk had fallen when they finally returned to the small beach. Slipping their shoes back on, they climbed the rocky path to the large house that shone brightly at the top of the hill. Inside, Craig, Jim and Thomas were having an animated discussion around the kitchen table, while the others sat with cups of teas, adding in a few comments here and there. The four older children were playing a game of Monopoly down on the floor with Alan. Everyone glanced up when Peter and Jessica came in hand in hand. Craig's eyes twinkled merrily, and Beth's with great joy. Even Peter's parents looked pleased, although they didn't know Jessica at all. Gazing around at his friends and families enjoying such warm friendship together, Peter felt tears well up in his eyes. Privately, he thanked God for all that had happened in less than a year. Had he ever felt such tremendous happiness? Somehow, some way, it had to be expressed. Peter looked over at the glossy black piano sitting in the corner. He whispered to Jess, "Do you think you could play that song?" Jessica smiled. She knew exactly which song he meant. "I'll give it a try," she said. "We'd like you to sing a song," Peter announced cheerfully to all the others. "If you know it, please feel free to join in." It was a hard piece to play, and Jessica didn't have it fully memorized, but she did her best. Standing behind her with his hands resting on her shoulders, Peter knew the words off by heart. In one or two places, Jessica could only remember some of the notes, but together their voices carried the melody along. "When the morning falls on the farthest hill, I will sing his name, I will praise him still. When dark trials come and my heart is filled with the weight of doubt, I will praise him still." On the second attempt, the others joined in. It wasn't a hard song to sing. At that moment, it seemed to Peter that there was hardly anything more that he could ask for in this life. His parents were finally willing to put their beliefs to the test. Andrew and Lisa were fully committed to putting God's honour and integrity above all else. and Jessica was a friend who encouraged him in godly ways, a friend who would help him to praise God when dark trials came. She was the girl that he loved and wanted to marry. Aside from James, everything was bright and glorious, and Peter could hardly imagine ever feeling that weight of doubt again. But at the same time, he understood that tears and sorrows were part of God's loving hand in his life, moulding and shaping the character of his children to develop their faith. He knew how blessed he was that God had helped him to lift his gaze from the temporal and seek that which was eternal. The words of James chapter 5 seem to fit this situation most appropriately. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. Mercifully, and in so many ways, God had provided long before Peter had even asked, but it had taken a different mindset, to appreciate such provisions. Now from deep within, Peter felt an overflowing thankfulness beyond words to express. "I will praise him still," he sang earnestly with the others in his rich tenor voice. Joyful tears flooded his eyes, and this time Peter knew he was truly singing from the very depths of his heart.